I'm Caroline Holm, and this is Woodland. Do not take your body for granted. Do not let your feet become unplanted. The being is in the grounding, in peace and breath self-surrounding, in cracks and creaks of life so astounding that they leave me weaving in and out of mere grass blades with fresh awe, enveloping myself in little but this. The earth is a gifted and miraculous wish of glowing forests that I dreamed of daily from a sickbed and now wept mirthfully within, lilac skin cradled tenderly by instead, and was daily by dawn's gentle early hand led to the glow that fell between the leaves, indifferent to days of merriment and unchanged by those of dread. And it spotted your hands outstretched to me with flecks of its familiar fire, and every light spot seemed to me to beckon to aspire, or it laid on the flowers simply to please, to stretch on then with all of its ease, bringing morning to the thoughts of all, and even to the thoughts of thieves. By bushes, by mossy branches, by things never planted, I was nourished and safe, doted and fed. To bask among these daisies, to pick the wild herbs, and to taste the bitters that the dirt had to offer. To look just to look, and to touch only to feel, and to know what it is to help a faulting body heal. And to know what it is to look at a tree, or a babbling brook, and to stop at last that waitful thinking, that never exhaling and that ceaseless unmeaning. And sitting on that bed of smooth rocks, with worn fingertips and tousled, soil-wrestled, petaled locks, be swept up in the most willful forgot. With a mouth cleaned by the river and a body bathed in sun, settling granted by Creator, reminding, forgiving, and graceful toward all I had done. And I did not think of the blood I had retched, of the vials they drew, of legs too frail to lift my body from bed, or of watching my daughter not breathing. My worries were carried away by sun rays, over a glimmering body stretching on for all days until I could no longer make them out. My qualms and queries, my cowardice thoughts and fear-filled theories were gone, expelled, finally freed, along with all of my doubt. It is a great mercy to live to see the rain bring to us another rich and radiant spring. And it is a tenderness to be granted the thoughtfulness of the woods, the trees that cover and that hover over every lovely thing. Ceilings of leaves and wanderings of thieves as long denied as I. It is a clemency I have not deserved to have a strong body restored to me. Feet to run, hands to tend, and eyes to see. This woodland vision's magnificent significance and charity.